17. Electricity in early days. Geoffrey Gerard, FRSC, AMIEE. The next step was the invention of the Leyden jar, which appeared somewhere about the middle of the 18th century. The Leyden jar is a kind of condenser. An early type consisted merely of a bottle containing water, or alcohol, or mercury, with a long nail dipping into the liquid. The use of the Leyden jar was that it enabled electricity to be stored. True, it was not of much practical value, but at least it caused plenty of amusement. We read accounts of people experimenting with electric shocks from Leyden jars. Indeed, on one occasion, a whole company of monks formed a line 900 feet long with wires making contact from man to man. They certainly experienced more than they expected, for when the ends of the wires were joined to a battery of charged Leyden jars, all the monks leapt into the air. An unwise experiment, which is often mentioned, is Benjamin Franklin's famous kite in a thunderstorm. Franklin came off rather well in this. Not only did he show that lightning behaves in the same way as the sparks from an electric machine, but also he escaped being electrocuted. An important advance was the invention of the simple electric cell. This came about as the result of the work of two men, Galvani and Volta. The Italian, Luigi Galvani, discovered by chance that electricity from a Leyden jar or an electric machine would cause the legs of a dead frog to move. This puzzled Galvani, so he started experimenting in order to try to discover the cause. He discovered that if two pieces of unlike metal, say copper and zinc, were placed on a nerve and a muscle and then brought into contact with each other, the dead frog could be made to move. Galvani realized that it was the action of two different metals in the frog's leg that produced the electricity. His discovery greatly interested one of his countrymen, Volta, who carried out many experiments with metals and chemicals. Volta succeeded in producing a simple form of cell which is the parent of modern batteries. The invention of Volta's cell is important because it meant that for the first time it was possible to maintain an electric current for a long period. This was unlike the Leyden jar, which merely gave a sudden rush of current. In 1819, the Danish scientist, Ørsted, like many other great pioneers, found out accidentally that a relationship exists between electricity and magnetism. By chance, a wire connected to a battery was moved near a compass needle on the table. Ørsted was astonished to notice that when current passed through the wire, the compass needle was moved. It no longer pointed to the north. Ørsted's discovery interested the French scientist Ampère, and as a result of patient experimenting, he succeeded in fixing the laws which govern electromagnetic effects. We now come to the man whose discoveries made modern electrical engineering possible. He was Michael Faraday, born in 1791 in Yorkshire. Faraday discovered that an electric current will flow in a coil of wire when the coil is rotated between the poles of a magnet. Basically, all electric generators in power stations today work on this principle.